at this,"
Fatima exclaimed, pointing to something poking out from behind an old rocking chair. Ali and his little sister, Fatima, stumbled upon an old lantern in their grandparents' attic. The dusty space smelled of aged wood and forgotten memories, with cobwebs hanging like curtains from the ceiling beams. It was a rainy afternoon, and the sound of gentle thunder rumbled in the background as droplets tapped on the attic window. They had only gone up there to explore and pass the time. The old wooden stairs creaked under their feet as they entered the attic, guided by the dim light of a single bulb dangling from a wire. Fatima, always the more curious of the two, wandered toward a stack of wooden chests, while Ali shone his flashlight over old paintings and piles of books that smelled like time itself. Ali stepped over cautiously. It was a lantern, ornate and brass, its body engraved with Arabic calligraphy that shimmered faintly even under the dim attic light. It was unlike anything they had ever seen.
"Should we try to light it?"
Fatima asked, her eyes wide with wonder. Ali hesitated. What if it's broken? Or dangerous? But the lantern seemed to call to them, gently humming, as if it had a heartbeat. Ali reached down and carefully turned the small knob at its base. The lantern flickered, coughed a puff of gold dust, and then came to life. A warm, soft glow filled the attic. Not just light, but something deeper. It wrapped around them like a blanket, and the air seemed to shimmer with peace. Then they heard it. A voice, not loud, but gentle and clear, like a whisper carried by the wind. It recited, "Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth." Their hearts trembled, not from fear, but from awe.
"Did you hear that?" Ali asked.
Fatima nodded, her hand over her heart.
"That's from the Quran, Surah An-Nur, right?"
Ali pulled out the small Quran he always kept in his backpack and flipped through the pages.
"Surah An-Nur, Ayah 35.
Yes, it says, Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The example of His light is like a niche within which is a lamp." The lantern pulsed again, as if affirming his words. Suddenly, the attic changed. The boxes, books, and cobwebs faded, and the wooden floor beneath them shimmered like starlight. The walls expanded and transformed into a wide, open field under a star-filled sky. The attic was no longer just an attic. They stood in a different realm.
"Where are we?"
Fatima whispered. The lantern floated between them, now brighter than ever, casting golden trails of light across the ground. A path of light appeared before them, winding through the field.
"Maybe we're supposed to follow it," Ali said.
They walked slowly, their steps quiet on the glowing path. Fireflies of light floated around them, and the air smelled of jasmine and peace. With each step, the world around them whispered verses and names of Allah. Ar-Rahman, Al-Hakim, An-Nur. They came upon a garden where every flower glowed gently. A tree in the center bore fruits that shimmered like lanterns. An old man sat beneath it, his eyes kind, his face familiar.
"Welcome, travelers," he said. "You've awakened the lantern of Nur.
Few have."
Ali and Fatima exchanged glances.
"What is this place?"
Fatima asked.
This is a realm of light and learning. You have been chosen not just to witness Allah's light, but to carry it within you, to understand it, and to share it with others.
The lantern hovered closer, pulsing gently.
The lantern responds to the purity in your hearts, the old man continued, to curiosity, kindness, and truth. He pointed to the lantern. It will guide you through 10 lessons, 10 lights, that reflect what Allah has taught us through His book.
Each time you complete a lesson, the lantern will grow brighter.
Fatima smiled. So, this is like a journey?
A journey of the soul, the man said. Are you ready to begin?
Ali and Fatima nodded together. The lantern flickered once more, and then everything around them faded into light. They found themselves back in the attic, but everything felt different. The rain still tapped the windows, but the room was filled with a soft glow. The lantern sat quietly between them, now warm in their hands.
Fatima looked at Ali.
That wasn't just a dream, was it?
Ali shook his head.
No. And I think our journey is just beginning.
They turned to leave the attic, carrying the lantern between them, its glow lighting the way, both outward and inward, toward a path of discovery, faith, and light. And thus began the first step of their adventure with the Lantern of Noor.